So, this morning, we'd like to offer some of the guidance that the Buddha offered on this art of mindfulness, of coming into this more immediate presence with our life, moment to moment, which strange in a way, isn't it, that something so in a way very natural, very right here, right, just very primary part in a way of the human organism, but it's so tricky. It's like we seem to be very conditioned to not be very present with what's happening, knowing here and now. And again, you know, what maybe we all have some sense of the wow, what a healing or richness or fullness of life, or a sense of the possibility of liberation that we can taste within those moments when we come to the simplicity of an out-breath. Or we feel our foot on the ground. When we have a sense of the presence of others in that kind of very open way, how beautiful that can be. So, sometimes we can, perhaps in the process of trying to figure out, you know, how to meditate and be with the breathing, we can kind of lose sight of this actually very already presentness of mindfulness. It's such a, in a way, a very subtle, slight shift. Kind of a settling back. So this is a very, very key quality, key kind of attitude that we're going to kind of keep encouraging. How do we, I mean, it's an art that we learn, the sense of relaxing back, settling down, but whilst remaining attentive, you know, interested, curious. So our posture, let our posture be a great support for us, and let us really learn, each one for ourselves, kind of really what that is, what that feels like, yeah? So that it's not sort of an idea about, you know, some posture, that how we should look, or, you know. But when we're walking, and when we're lying down, and when we're sitting here, we can learn how to let the posture of the body find itself, find its balance, find its openness. Place where the bones can be allowed more to rest on the earth. We're not holding ourselves up. And the flesh of our body can just not do so much of the work of holding us up, holding us in, can soften. So this morning I'd like to take us through the beginning of the discourse, the teaching that the Buddha gave on this mindfulness we can cultivate with the breathing. I prefer to say with the breathing, because sometimes I think we can get a bit sort of fixated on the breathing. And actually what we're cultivating is the mindfulness. This may be a subtle distinction, but I find that quite helpful. We're not trying to breathe correctly or necessarily actually be with every single micro bit of each breath. It's more about really trusting the intention. The intention when we sit down, the intention to be awake, to be present, to connect, and that actually we can trust that to foster a process of settling, of gathering. Let it almost say, you know, let it include, you know, wandering and distraction. Let that be part of the process. Because if we struggle and push too much to hold a breath in a really kind of close way, it can create a lot of tension. So just really encourage you to have that real sense of, perhaps also a sense of kindness, a sense of a larger vision of our practice that includes this fading in and fading out and wandering and then coming back, and really let that be part of this exploration, and let it all be done with gentleness. So this is an exploration. It's something that we have to learn and train. And the Buddha in this sutta uses this word train, which, so there's definitely kind of something we're intending towards. But like I was mentioning yesterday, you know, in the guided meditation, it's something more like a drop of dye dropping into a bowl of water. It's like letting that do the work, letting it spread. Okay, so enough of introduction. We will talk a lot more at more length about the whole sutta this evening, so you have a sense of kind of the whole picture of this teaching. But right now I'm just going to take us through the first part, which really hopefully helps us, again, in this process of letting or allowing, this breathing process that's happening. It's happening just naturally. Letting that be our support and letting that be something we can settle back and just be present with. So, as we were encouraging yesterday, it's the first point that the Buddha suggests or points to is this simple, ever mindful, one breathes in and out. So it doesn't get much simpler than that. And there's many, many things that could be said, but just something I've noticed in myself is sometimes there's like an image or an idea in the mind about how the breath should feel or what in and out should look like, you know. And seeing if we can just go right into the body and feel the actual direct rhythm, that slight swelling and that's irregular, it's never quite the same. I find it helpful to sort of be aware of that sort of general, in a sort of large general area of the lower, the belly. But you can really feel it however or wherever you want. But see if you can tune into the actual movement of it, rather than any idea, sort of in and out, up and down. Just encouraging yourself to settle back. Absolutely nothing you have to do with anything. Another really key part of what helps this process, which will be so kind of encouraging today, is a sense of opening up and relaxing body. So as we go through this session, just as part of this process, feeling free to bring the attention to the body, particularly any areas where there might be tension. The eyes can often be kind of a bit tight or jumpy. You can let them soften. Let them soften, relax. And the area of the mouth, the tongue, and the jaw. And just letting that soften very gently, encouraging any holding to let go. Feeling the support of the posture, the support of the earth. We can rest on that. Maybe the shoulders. And the belly, the left side of the lower belly, and the right side, in the middle. So very, very gently allowing the awareness, that kind attentiveness, to begin to open up the body. Like awareness seeping into all the body, opening it up so the breath can move more comfortably, more freely. And being endlessly patient with ourselves. Just breathing in and out. Or just feeling the rhythm of the breathing. Always being able to go back to being that simple. Beginning to tune into, there's a process here that we can trust. So we can stay or come back to this very simple practice, settling back, relaxing, allowing this breathing to do its own thing, just being present with that, gently, gradually opening up the body. We can, if we feel quite settled, move into the second practice or aspect, where we can understand, is the word, or know something little more about the breathing. Whether it feels deep or shallow. So is a breath an in-breath or an out-breath? Is it quite short? Or is it quite long and deep? And can we come really close with great curiosity and interest and being really willing to let it be just however it is? Maybe shortish or shallow or very small, you know, a small little breath, that's fine. Or maybe it's quite long. And maybe you just notice, gosh, it just keeps changing. We can breathe a little more deeply for a little while if that feels helpful. Letting the body breathe how it wants to. Being we're allowed to breathe. We're allowed to be here. We're allowed to breathe however we're breathing. And taking time to relax the eyes, relax the tongue, throat, belly. No hurry. No pressure, no strain. If we get a bit lost, or we can't quite know what we're doing, can just very simple go back to the feeling of the body sitting here and tune in again to that very simple rhythm of the breathing, expanding and contracting gently, and feeling free to rest within that. And then, if we wish, we can move to the third possible way of being with the breathing. Which is I've already been kind of doing this, but it highlights it more. And it's experiencing the whole body, or the whole body of the breathing, the whole breathing body. So we can take this either way. As we breathe, we can actually feel our whole body. If that makes sense for you, you can experiment. And again, you know, we can help ourselves into that larger sense of our body by gently visiting, you know, the different areas, and then seeing what it's like to open up like a whole bubble of awareness around our whole being, whole body. And feeling a sense of our whole body breathing. Or we can stay with a sense of the whole body of the breath. Just opening again, increasing our sensitivity to opening up to the whole experience of the breathing rhythm. And here the Buddha uses the word train rather than know. So there's definitely a very gentle but clear intention that we are definitely opening up to experience, to fully feel. This breathing experience really directly. And again, emphasizing a sense of relaxed awareness. Really no demand, no pressure to get it right. Just settling back and enhancing our receptivity. Letting the breath come to us. Just letting ourselves be present to this natural breathing. breathing process that's going on. So really encouraging you to pick up on whatever feels helpful, letting the rest go, not feeling like you have to remember everything, and just letting yourself tune into what feels helpful. So I'll review these three aspects. Very simple, firstly, very simple, ever mindful, breathing in and out. A very simple connection. And the second one, knowing or understanding the length of the breathing, the shallowness of it or the depth of it. Not over-analyzing or measuring, but just feeling it as it changes and moves. Just knowing that. And thirdly, the training, inclining, encouraging ourselves to begin to open up to the whole body, the whole breath body. Feeling it, beginning to feel its resonance and its life through the whole of our body, whole of our being. Whole body coming alive. As it's filled with awareness, sensitivity, care. Again and again, relaxing the body and relaxing the mind, settling back. No hurry. And lastly, the fourth step or method or approach. And again, just picking this up if it feels like you want to explore that, experiment with that. We breathe in and out, training in breathing in a way that calms the body. Tranquilizes the body, So in this step we're exploring how we can let ourselves breathe and be present with the breathing in a comfortable, calm way. So we attend in a calm way, and we allow the breathing to be comfortable as it can. Letting that comfort come gradually through our allowing, through our relaxing back, through our careful attentiveness. And feeling the body and the breathing respond to that calm, kind attentiveness, allowing. And if it's helpful, we can use a word or a little phrase to help us. Might be calm breathing, might be calm on the in-breath, calming the body, on the out-breath, calming the breath. Or just a word calm, gentle, steady. We can just drop in every few breaths as we discover how to abide mindful, awake, breathing, feeling, relaxing, opening, moment to moment. Breathing in, I calm the body. Breathing out, I calm the body. So in the last few minutes of this guided meditation, just encourage you to abide with the breathing body, just in whatever way feels most helpful right now. And then just before I ring the bell, if you like to let go of the breathing and just come into a sense of your body sitting here. Hearing sounds, feeling your presence, just feeling how you feel right now.